Dinah Shore Show. Don't buy any V8 until you've tried Chevrolet's record-smashing Turbo Fire V8. The most modern in design, the lowest in price. Your Chevrolet dealer who invites you to pleasure drive the new Chevrolet that's stealing the thunder from the high-priced cars brings you twice each week from Hollywood, the Dinah Shore Show. And here she is, Miss Dinah Shore.
Gonna take a sentimental journey. Gonna set my heart at ease. Gonna take a sentimental journey to renew old memories. Got my bag, got my reservation. Spent each dime I could afford. Like a child in wild anticipation. Long to hear that all aboard. Seven, that's the time we leave at seven. I'll be waiting up for heaven. Counting every mile of railroad track that takes me back. Never knew my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gonna take a sentimental journey home. Seven, that's the time we leave at seven. I'll be waiting up for heaven. Counting every mile of railroad track that takes me back. Never knew my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gonna take a sentimental journey home.
All aboard, all aboard, all aboard, all aboard.
Sentimental journey back home.
Well, thank you. Hi there. And a warm welcome from the Chevrolet dealers all over America. Gee, I love to sing that sentimental journey. One of my favorite home-type songs. Of course, the granddaddy of all home songs is the one written way back in 1823 by John Howard Payne. And to this day, which has been set aside by presidential proclamation in his memory, the homey feeling has never been summed up better than the way he did in his great memorable line, "Be it ever so humble, there's no place like home."
You know, Home Sweet Home isn't just a national song, Dinah. It's international.
Well, Frank, though the sentiment is certainly worldwide, I thought the song was strictly American.
No, John Howard Payne, who wrote the words, was an American.
Uh-huh.
But the music was adapted from an old Italian melody by an Englishman named Henry R. Bishop. See, it was pretty well spread out, wasn't it?
Well, it sure was. You know, Frank, I'll bet that every state in the Union has been included somewhere in home songs.
Well, I'm Alabama bound for a home in Wyoming.
That takes care of the first and the last. A bit more than halfway along, there's a tune about my home state.
If you'd like to sing it, we can slow down a little as you waltz by, Dinah.
Oh, that's grand of you, Conductor Duvall. Let's do that, shall we?
Gladly. All aboard for Tennessee.
I was waltzing with my darling to the Tennessee waltz when an old friend I happened to see introduced him to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee waltz. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night were playing the beautiful Tennessee waltz. I remember the night and Tennessee waltz. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling, and they were playing the beautiful Tennessee waltz. The beautiful Tennessee
much. Now, please make yourselves right at home while I make way for a man who's always at home with a few well-chosen words. What wise words do you have for our listeners tonight, Art?
A special reminder, Dinah. Chevrolet's big Miracle Mile contest closes May 9th, and the sooner you enter, the better your chance to win a new Motoramic Chevrolet plus a $1,000 U.S. savings bond. With its beautiful body by Fisher, easy ball race steering, 12-volt electrical system, and many other features that are exclusives in the low-price field, the Motoramic Chevrolet is a prize really worth trying for. If you don't have your Miracle Mile contest entry form, you can get one with complete information from your Chevrolet dealer. When it's filled out, just leave your entry in your dealer's special Miracle Mile mailbox. But don't delay. The Miracle Mile contest closes May 9th. And the sooner you enter, the better your chance to win a Motoramic Chevrolet.
You know, Dinah, talking about home and home songs has put me in a peculiar mood. All I feel like doing is going home, putting on my slippers, and resting my weary head. Oh, but don't worry, I'll stick around to the finish.
Oh, I hope so, Frank. Right now, if you just raise your weary arm and give me a downbeat, we can strike a good compromise through that cozy little tune called Make Yourself Comfortable.
Ooh, make yourself comfortable. Ooh, make yourself comfortable. Make yourself comfortable, baby. I've got some records here to put you in the mood. The phone is off the hook, so no one can intrude. I feel romantic, and the record changer's automatic, baby. Sweetheart, we've hurried through our dinner, hurried through the dance, left before the picture show was through. Why did we hurry through the dinner, hurry through the dance, to leave some time for this, to hug a hug and kiss a kiss? Now take off your shoes, these dears. Loosen up your tie. I've got some kisses here. Let's try one on for size. I'll turn the lights low while you make yourself comfortable, baby.
In a way, I guess it's perfectly natural that John Howard Payne, a man who left his own home before he was 15 and spent all the rest of his life as a homeless wanderer, should write the world's most famous song about home. He must have really known the meaning of the word. You know, there seems to be a sort of magic about it that always brings back memories in wonderful detail of the old familiar place where we started out in life. And no matter where we live afterwards, that's the place we think of as home, isn't it? With its own particular sweetness that can be found nowhere else. As for me, I have a favorite song that has always reminded me of my home. It has that wonderful old down south flavor, a tune called Lindy Lou.
Lindy, Lindy.
Mockingbird sing last night. Oh Lord, he was singing so sweet in the moonlight. In the old magnolia tree, busting his heart with melody. My Lindy Lou, oh Lord, I'd lay right down and die if I could sing like that bird sings to you, my little Lindy Lou. Lindy, did you smell that honeysuckle vine last night?
Vine last night.
Oh, Lord, it was smelling so sweet in the moonlight.
In the bright moonlight.
Clinging round my cabin door. Reckon it's 'cause he loves it so, honey. That's the way I love you, my Lindy Lou, my Lindy Lou. Oh Lord, I'd lay right down and die if I could be as sweet as that.
Now, before I sing my final down-home ditty, here's Art Baker with some homey advice and happy reminders for all of us.
Here's some good advice for young married couples or a young man starting his first important job. If a new car doesn't fit your budget yet, see your Chevrolet dealer about an okay used car. It's a sound investment, thoroughly inspected, carefully reconditioned, and warranted in writing by the dealer. Dinah will be back on this station Friday evening, same time. Be sure to enjoy Dinah on television, too. Presented Tuesday and Thursday evening over NBC-TV by your Chevrolet dealer, who also brings you the exciting television show Treasury Men in Action each week. Check your local TV listing for time and station. And now here's Dinah again, tunefully reminding you that whether you're traveling back home or on your way to someone else's home, it's always fun to
see the USA in your Chevrolet. America's asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all. Night, everybody. See you Friday.
Hollywood, you just heard the Dinah Shore Show, produced, directed, and transcribed by Dick Mack, written by Bob Mitchell, with music arranged and conducted by Frank DeVall.